now, the Women's Post, Women to Watch. From the Mix 96.7 newsroom, here's Adele Loisel.
This week's Woman to Watch is Brenda Bott. She's the president of Salad Creations Canada. Brenda, tell me a bit about Salad Creations.
Salad Creations is a create-your-own concept that has more than 40 choices that the guests can choose from for either we have a full creation size or a junior creation size. We have featured salads, which come in both sizes. We have wraps, a great lineup of chef-prepared soups as well, and we just rolled out paninis as well.
I understand that the brand is from Florida. You have a vacation home in Florida. Tell me how these two fit together.
Well, I'm the only person that can buy a vacation home and end up finding a brand to work at it all at the same time. U.S. corporate office is actually down in Margate, Florida. And when we were down there about a year ago with my daughter, she came home and said she saw a great concept. Looks like the Subway of Salads. And I wasn't looking for anything else to do. And next thing you know, I thought, oh, we'll bring one to Toronto. And then I thought, oh, you can buy provinces. We'll buy Ontario. We couldn't bring the supply chain they had here. So ultimately, as of December last year, I own the rights for all of Canada.
Why do you think that this type of concept is really taking off? I mean, people are trying to eat a little healthier. We do have an obesity epidemic, unfortunately. But do you think that that's really what it's about, is people are becoming more conscious of their bodies?
Yes, I believe they are, but one of the most important things to me is myself. About 3 years ago, I had lost 140 pounds, and I was looking at healthier alternatives in eating. And I always say to people that I believe that if people are given me a healthier alternative, they'll take it. I don't think we have that right now, and that's what I thought was so great. That I could bring to the people all in Canada was a healthier alternative in terms of eating. Because we have two kinds of guests that come into our store that we can serve. That's the ones that are healthy from start to finish, and those that are healthy but like the cookie as the treat.
How is it competing with the big burger chains that are out there? I mean, they're still extremely powerful.
Yeah, and I agree with that. But, you know, again, we have the people that will go to the burger and fries and pizza and come to us the next day. And we have a really loyal following of guests at Salad Creations, which we're really happy to be able to say that we have. And those guests return day after day. Or we have those people that do have the pizza and burgers, and they come to us, you know, as an alternative in terms of a healthier option the next day.
Now, you just mentioned that you have opened up your second branch, so your business has effectively, as of today, doubled. How has that been? Is that stressful?
You know what? I always say that there's no challenges, only obstacles to overcome. And the thing is saying that I enjoy it and I have a great passion in terms of what I do, especially with this brand. And I have a great staff. I have two great managers that help me roll out these stores, and I have an absolutely incredible Salad Creations team that works with the brand and rolling it out all across Canada. And I'm proud of our second store that just opened up at 150 King Street West in Toronto in the Sun Life Financial Building. We've just rolled out a merchandising program there that is absolutely just, I'm so proud of that store. Every time we roll out these stores, the brand's going to be notched up and up, and I just keep evolving it that way. So, you know, when you have a great passion for something, there's not stress.
What is your background, Brenda? You it sounds like you are relatively recent to Salad Creation. So what did you do before then to, I guess, prepare you for this venture?
I have over 20 years in business experience. One of the companies that I own is a construction. I'm a partner in construction and heavy civil, bridges, dams, and heavy civil works. And also I have another company that I actually named after my grandmother, that I take old Dalaric homes and I fix them back up to the era in which they were from, and I rent those out. And you know what? When I came into Salad Creations, I had no experience in the restaurant business. But when I went into construction and I went into also redoing old homes, I had no experience. I'm very researched and very learned in terms of what I need to learn about what I'm going to venture into. And I think there's no other way, because I think that way it teaches me how to do that. As of today, being a year and a half in the restaurant business, I can tell you I have probably not an entire wealth of experience in restaurants, but I can tell you I have a lot at this point.
You have a lot of enthusiasm, too.
Yes, I do. I have a passion for all I do, and I take that into everything I do. And I guess one of the things, I'm very hands-on in all I do, and now I have, you know, designers working on our team, and I have, you know, contractors and different things, and we have all systems set up. And by the end of this year, actually, we're going to have 4 locations open in the GTA area. The next one's going to be Nairn Mills Town Center, and the next one after that's going to be the Bramalea City Center. And each one that opens up, I'm just more excited to be able to just keep rolling out the brand and getting the brand closer to where people are asking, closer to their homes, to be able to offer them this healthy alternative.
How important do you think passion is when you are getting into a business venture and it requires so much energy like the restaurant industry does?
Yes. And you know what? I firmly believe that the reason I have the passion is because I like what I'm doing. And that maybe that's a bonus to me that I've always... You know, I don't do anything unless I have passion in terms of what I get involved in. And I just think that just makes it easier to be able to do. Like, I don't think of it as work. I just think of it as, you know, I never concentrate on sort of the end goal, so the monetary, you know, thing at the end of the day. I always concentrate on basically giving my guests the best experience, or owners in construction, that hands-on experience, because I think the rest of it just naturally falls into place. And that's more important to me than anything. And I don't know, that's always what seems to work for me. And, you know, like, we have a 300-store rollout plan over 10 years with this brand all across Canada. And as we keep evolving and moving, I'm just more excited to be able to meet more people, and whether it's guests or franchisees all across the country.
You said that you have a plan to roll out 300 stores across the country. Does the current economy scare you even just a little?
You know what? When we first opened up 433 Yonge Street, I look on the internet just to see, get sort of when people are writing blogs or whatever, because I listen to my guests, so I'd like to hear the good and the bad. And there was one person that had written on there, and they said, great concept, but is she crazy to open? And I thought to myself, am I? Oh, grand opening day, April the 2nd, we served 837 salads. We've literally been just, you know, we've been so lucky in the economic times. And I have people coming from all across the country, BC, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Maritimes, Quebec. I'm actually looking to hire somebody for an executive vice president of development right now, because the brand is so busy in terms of all these leads that are coming in, that people want to just be able to take this concept out everywhere. But we have a strategic plan as to where we want to go next. And it's not about the quantity of stores, it's about the quality of stores that we're offering, so that we can give consistency to our guests no matter where we are.
Brenda, did you say that you had $8,300 in sales your first day?
No, 837 salads we sold on the first day.
My jaw is on the floor.
No, on grand opening day. Okay. Our grand opening day was April the 2nd, and we served 837 salads. We open up January, and then you'll do a soft opening, and then you open up for grand opening on April the 2nd. We had lineups down the street at 433 Yonge Street, 837 salads we served, and basically nobody waited in line up longer than 5 minutes.
It was great.
So you can tell that people want us.
What would be, I guess, your top piece of advice to somebody who is looking to start up, to follow their dream? What would your number one piece of advice be?
You know what? My number one piece of advice would be is don't go in thinking that it's not a lot of hard work, because it is. And the next piece of advice that I would give is put your heart and your soul into it, and have a great passion of what you want to do. And I believe if you do, the rest of it falls into place.
You mentioned passion again. So what else are you passionate about, Brenda?
Riding my motorcycle on the weekends with my pink helmet and my pink motorcycle jacket that says, yeah, it's mine on the back.
Oh my goodness.
I'm passionate about that too.
You're a real extrovert, aren't you?
I got my motorcycle license a couple years ago, and I'd never ridden on a motorcycle. I had never even been a passenger on one. I brought it home, and I dumped it twice, and I said, uh-oh, forgot to buy padded pants.
Wow.
Yeah, and so wow. Now I that's my passion as well. I love to go out. I love being in the outdoors, and I love to ride my motorcycle on the weekends, so when I'm up north. So that's my other passion right now, and, of course, my family as well. So.
Well, thank you very much, Brenda. That's Brenda Bott, president of Salad Creations Canada, and she's our woman to watch. I'm Adele Loisel.
Women to Watch is a presentation of Mix 96.7 News and Women's Post, Canada's only business magazine designed specifically for women. Executive producers of Women to Watch, Sarah Thompson and Kevin Black. Your host, Adele Loisel. To learn more about today's guest and to listen to the full interview, log on to mix967.ca.